relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Let's go straight in. He's in the building. The Baron has arrived, Boris Epstein. He is on the advisory board of the Trump 2020 campaign, former special assistant to President Trump. My old colleague, follow him on Boris EP right now, breakfastwithboris.com. I want to go straight in with a buddy of mine. I like her a lot. She's great. She's Trish Regan, Fox Business. And I want to share this audio with all of our listeners across the nation because Trish nails it. Trish Regan, Fox Business, Cut 7.
We've reached a tipping point. The chorus of hate being leveled at the president is nearing a crescendo as Democrats blame him and only him for a virus that originated halfway around the world. This is yet another attempt to impeach the president. And sadly, it seems they care very little for any of the destruction they are leaving in their wake. Losses in the stock market. All this, unfortunately, just part of the political casualties for them. You know, this is a time to be united, not to be pointing fingers, not to be encouraging hate. And yet, what do we see? We see the absolute opposite from the left tonight. Good evening, everyone. I am Trish Regan. The hate is boiling over. Many in the liberal media using, and I mean using, coronavirus in an attempt to demonize and destroy the president. I see. This is impeachment all over again. And like with the Mueller investigation, like with Ukraine Gate, they don't care who they hurt.
Yes, indeed. The good news is, as of a few minutes ago, we've just started the second hour of the show, the Dow has risen almost 1,000 points to 24,000. But it's hard, isn't it hard, Boris, to disagree that this is just the latest version of impeachment? This is just a tool to destroy the president?
Latest breaking news, positive news, Dow closed over 1,167 points up. Right. So closing at over 25,000.
I was at least 10 minutes behind. But Boris walks in with the facts. So sanity is creeping through. But even so, what Trish Regan said there, isn't this impeachment 2.0?
It's doomsday Democrats 10.0.
Doomsday Democrats.
Doomsday Democrats.
Did you come up with that?
Well, I did, but I also had some input from Aaron Harrison, a good friend of mine at the Washington Free Beacon, a great publication, great friends of ours.
Hang on. I love that.
Doomsday Democrats.
That's why Boris is always here. Doomsday Democrats. Look, you've been in the system. You've been a political operator, a seasoned veteran. I think I'm pretty cynical. You know, you left the Soviet Union as a child. My parents escaped communism. I always think it can't get any worse with the Democrats, and I always am proved wrong.
Well, let's go to the beginning. In this administration, the Democrats first pushed the Mueller investigation. Russia, Russia, Russia. Turns out to be one big nothing.
Yeah.
Complete hoax. The Russia hoax.
$40 million.
At least.
At least.
And that's what was spent on the Mueller investigation. What about all the money spent by people in the administration, by supporters of the president? People's lives were
lawyers' fees.
Were ruined, were hurt by this.
General Flynn.
Terrible. General Flynn, he was interviewed, not under oath. A month later, James Comey, then FBI director, said Flynn did not lie. He says that in a congressional closed-door hearing.
Right.
And then Flynn gets railroaded into saying that he did lie.
In the process crime that cost him $3 million at least.
Andrew McCabe acting FBI director, deputy FBI director, lied under oath, according to the Inspector General of the DOJ, not charged. So that tells you something. So Russia hoax first. Then it was the recession hoax. Remember?
I almost forgot about it. But don't forget the World War III hoax with North Korea. Don't forget that as well.
Well, so
first right. It was North Korea, you know,
Russia,
World War
Russia
III.
Hoax, World War III, North Korea, recession hoax, World War IV, doomsday with Iran.
With Iran, that was just
over the killing of that rabid murderer, Qasem Soleimani.
Yeah.
And now it's
I say
this.
Dog, but I like dogs.
It's the, yeah, too nice to dogs.
All right.
That would be mean to dogs.
We don't do that.
Dogs are nice animals. So, and now it's this. Here's the reality on coronavirus. Has it caused death? Yes. Is it bad? Yes. Is this administration prepared and containing it? Absolutely.
Absolutely. And not only that, this is the administration and the president
right.
who made the decision early correct. On to stop the travel right. from affected regions, which at the time was deemed racist.
By the one and only crying Chuck Schumer. So right. the Democrats are literally going against the president on everything. If the president could cure coronavirus overnight, they would say, why did he do that?
Yeah.
And he's only giving it to Americans? That's racist. You know? So these Democrats, their allies in the media have lost their mind. They're cheerleading for the stock market to go down, which, to listeners, take a step back. Stock market going down is not just some numbers. What that is that people's savings accounts, their 401ks, their nest eggs, are going down. And you've got Democrats and their buddies like the
cheering.
Insufferable Tim O'Brien, who was the brainiac leader of the Bloomberg, Mini Mike Bloomberg campaign.
The most expensive, biggest failure of the presidential campaign in U.S. history.
Bloomberg should sue Tim O'Brien.
And what did he post? He was posting.
He was posting going after Eric Trump, who's going to be your guest right after me, right?
Correct.
Eric was rightly saying that the stock market in America historically continues to go up. Yes, there are down moments, but year, over tens of years, over 20 years, the market's up. You know, there's never been a 20-year period in American history when the stock market's been down. It's always up. And Tim O'Brien attacked him for it.
We've only got one segment with you. I want to crush so many things in because we've got to talk to Eric Trump. You've been to the White House today.
Yes.
I don't want to get you in trouble, but the president knows about the show. Hopefully he's going to be on the show soon. Is there anything you would say to the administration is something they should emphasize in the future handling of this? Is there something that you'd add, that you'd modify in terms of strategic communications from your experience?
I would focus on the strong job done. I would focus on cutting off
the
travel.
The details.
I would focus on pushing the NIH and private pharma companies to come up with solutions. I would focus on the meetings they're having with airline CEOs, with cruise executives. So I would focus on everything that's being done to protect American people. If the president had not restricted travel from China, if he had done what crying Chuck and his Democrat buddies wanted him to do, what the crying Chuck and his Democrat friends wanted the president to do, who knows how many cases we would have had.
Right.
But right now we're sitting here. This thing's been in the U.S. for, what, about 2 months at least?
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at about how many cases total in the U.S. right now?
22 fatalities.
No, fatalities, but how many cases total?
1,000-odd.
Somewhere there.
900, yeah.
And we're already 2 months into this thing.
Okay, good stuff. I have to ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you know who Imam Sayyid Hassan Qazwini is?
No.
Good. I need to play this audio because I need to see your face. This was at a Bernie rally. Let's play Imam Sayyid Hassan Qazwini. Cut it.
You dafa an huquqina ka muslimin wa ka arab. Duna ay tamyiz ma'a baqiyat الفئات الإثنية في هذه البلاد ولذلك أنا أشجعكم أن تذهبوا وتصوتوا لهذا الرجل الشجاع النبيل برني ساندرز لأنه يمثل القيم التي نؤمن بها جميعا.
I feel sorry for you who are listening on radio and not watching us on YouTube because Boris's face. That was an imam who was speaking at a Bernie rally. The same imam, Sayyid Hassan Qazwini, had the following to say about Bernie 2 years ago. Cut 9.
Bernie Sanders, an honorable man. I truly consider him an honorable man, even though he's a Jew.
This is a guy speaking from
the... Oh, my goodness gracious.
This is real. This is, you know, Jeff found this stuff for us. This week he's talking at a rally in Arabic as an imam. And in 2016, he says Bernie is an honorable man, even though he is a Jew. What is going on, Boris?
God,
this is the Democrat Party.
They're letting Ilhan Omar recruit his speakers again.
She got her Rolodex. Ilhan Omar's Rolodex.
Bernie, okay? Listen to me, Bernie.
I had to share that with you. I'm sorry.
Listen to me, Bernie. Listen to me. Tab your campaign, stop using Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Linda Sarsour as your bookers for speakers, okay?
Yeah.
It's not working out, buddy.
Stop
doing that. This is, and it all, you know, we laugh. I've run away from anti-Semitism. That is disgusting. It's despicable. Bernie Sanders ought to be ashamed of himself. And you know what? It is that kind of whack job, lack of morality, that is why Bernie Sanders is likely going to lose this campaign. Because he's allowed for the complete fringe of the left to creep in. The hateful part of the left. What is he doing with this guy on stage? What is he doing with Ilhan Omar? Did Ilhan Omar help Bernie Sanders win Minnesota?
No.
Did Joe Biden even campaign in Minnesota before winning it? Nope. So maybe, Bernie, Ilhan Omar wasn't the best choice.
All right.
And by the way, last thing. Bernie Sanders is down by a huge amount of Michigan, you know, about over 30 points.
352 delegates open today in six states.
You can thank Rashida Tlaib for being down.
I had to share that with Boris. He's leaving us. Eric Trump will be next. But if you liked it, the latest edition of the Battle for 1600 is in the can with Boris and our special guest, Jason Miller. Follow Boris, Boris EP, and download the Battle for 1600. For the latest update for the next 237 days. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and that was the Baron. That was the mumbling, stumbling, sleepy Joe Biden telling people in Michigan that they're going to take back the House. Yeah, right, Uncle Joe. We have on the line with us one of our favorite guests. It's been a long, long time. He's executive vice president of the Trump Organization. He's only got 3.2 million followers. And he's married to one of our other favorite guests. Don't tell him. Lara Trump. Eric Trump, are you there?
Sebastian, how are you?
Fabulous, fabulous. It's been too long, buddy, too long, but we are very excited to have you back and excited to see that the Dow has rallied more than 1,000 points today. We're going to talk about the insanity, the hysteria of what's going on with regards to the coronavirus. It's less deadly than the flu, but in the meantime, big day today, 352 electoral, 352 delegates open in six states. It is a race between two individuals, one who is an avowed Bolshevik and the other one doesn't know which day of the week it is. Do you have a preference, Eric Trump? What is your comment on the state of play with the Democrat nominees?
You know what it looks like? It looks like Biden's going to run away with it tonight. It looks like he's doing well in Michigan. Obviously, that's carrying the most electoral votes tonight. And, you know, he's doing very well in a lot of the states. So, I mean, I do think there's a potential for a blowout tonight. We'll see. Listen, you never know. You never, never know. I mean, you saw the momentum change on Super Tuesday last week.
Yes.
And, you know, in a three-day period of time, it looked like Bernie was going to, you know, sweep the floor with Joe. And literally a couple endorsements in 2 bad days for Bernie, and everything flipped all over, you know, all the way around. But listen, you look at Joe Biden, he can't put together a sentence. Today, you know, he got confronted by a bunch of construction workers in Michigan, and he said that he was going to take away all their AR-14s. I mean,
and then he invited the guy to a fight. He said to somebody who wants him to vote for him, let's take this outside, buddy. It's just embarrassing, isn't it?
And Sebastian, honestly, they're trying to hide the guy, right? He goes up on stage in front of 15 people. They have him on teleprompters. The campaign's begging him not to go off teleprompters. He's telling everybody that he's running for the United States Senate. He's saying that his son was the Attorney General of the United States. You know, he just said that 750 million people, women were lifted out of poverty or unemployment or something when there's only 170 million women in the country. I mean, it's every single one of his facts and statistics is totally wrong. He said that 150 million people died from gun violence last year in the United States, which, you know, is half of the population of the United States. He can't get through a sentence without making an awful gaffe. He's hugging his sister, you know, talking about how much he loved his wife, and his wife was standing on the opposite side of him. I mean, there is something that's wrong. I'm telling you, it's not all there, and I hate to say that. So you have that on one side, and then on the opposite side, you've got, you know, a self-proclaimed socialist, communist. And neither of these people have ever worked in the private sector. Neither of these people have ever had a job outside of government. You know, Bernie Sanders has been in government for 40 years, you know, yes. Starting, you know, obviously as a mayor in Burlington, Vermont. He's talked about how wonderful socialism is while you see, you know, people from countries trying to escape oppressive societies by hopping on, you know, home-built rafts and trying to, you know, flee with their entire families. Yet he's saying how wonderful it is. He'd bankrupt our country in about 3 seconds flat. He wants to charge people 85% in taxes. And in his 40 years of government, he's only ever passed three pieces of legislation, two of which were naming post offices, right? So you have that on one side, and then on the opposite side, you have a guy who's not the same Joe Biden as he used to be. That much I can tell you. And you know, I would love to run against either of them. I think we're going to end up running against Joe. And listen, the guy doesn't exactly have the greatest record in the world, so I think we're going to do incredibly well.
What do you say to those who have these conspiracy theories that he's only the front runner because he is senile, because he's going to pick a running mate, or a running mate will be forced upon him, who through the 25th Amendment will become the president? And some are even saying that Crooked Hillary is that person. I don't buy it, but I need to know what Eric Trump thinks.
I don't know. I think it seems a little far-fetched to me. I mean, I think the easier route would just be to go get somebody with some personality and some charisma who was smart, who sold a great message. I mean, here's the other problem, Sebastian. The Democratic Party, they don't know what they stand for anymore. You know what the Republican Party stands for.
Yes.
You know, they stand for a strong military. They stand for low taxes. They stand for, you know, not being ripped off by every country in the world.
Securing the border.
The economy in the world, securing the border. You know, we can go down the list, right? Great education. And a lot of new things that, quite frankly, the Republican Party didn't stand for before my father got elected. Criminal justice reform and so many other things, right? So what does the Democratic Party stand for right now? I mean, if you look at the gap between the Bernies on the far, far, far left and, you know, others that are a little bit more moderate. If you look at, you know, the difference in policies between the Green New Deal and people who want to eliminate all cows and all planes and all ships and all boats and all gas and all
cheeseburgers
and all drilling for oil and all oil and gas. And, you know, I mean, some of these proposals are radical. I mean, health care for every illegal immigrant in this country, no border security, no, you know, I mean, what does the party stand for? They actually can't even define their platform anymore because
I'll tell you what it stands for, Eric.
They're so fragmented. They're so fragmented, and they get more radical by the day.
It's hating America. That's what it stands for. It's very simple.
Well, yeah, they're perfectly fine kneeling for the national anthem. And by the way, why is no one, Sebastian, talking about how my father's been right for the last 3 years? You know, my father's biggest push has been, you know, let's secure America. Let's bring manufacturing back to America.
Yes.
You see this. You know, coronavirus outbreak. Everything that he's saying, meaning in terms of having control over our borders, you know, having control over manufacturing, making our own products, not being reliant on, you know, foreign exports.
Chinese medicine. Yep.
It's more relevant today than ever before. I mean, you have people who can't get, you know, R95, masks, you know, literally like face masks, because every single one of them is made in China. And it's exactly what my father's been saying. Not only do we need to know who's coming into our country, we should be able to shut off our borders when there's a natural crisis or an epidemic or a war or anything else. But we also shouldn't be reliant on other countries to produce everything for America because, you know, we don't allow companies to be successful here in our own country. And it's I don't know why no one's putting, you know, the media, it's because they're dishonest, but I don't know why no one's putting those two factors together.
We're talking to Eric Trump. Follow him right now at Eric Trump, Executive Vice President of the Trump Organization and a great supporter of the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. In the last 60 seconds we have with you, Eric, and thank you for joining us today on America First. What is your message as a seasoned businessman, as a patriot who loves his country, in just the last minute we have? What is your message to Americans who are freaking out about this thing that's killed 22 people in America?
No, it's amazing. I mean, if you look back over the last you know, 10 years. Look at all the viruses that have happened. It seems like every 2 years we have one, right? We had one, we had SARS in 2004. We had avian bird flu, which you'll remember, in 2007, yes. 2008. We had swine flu in 2010. We had MERS in 2012. We had Ebola, and, you know, starting in 2014, roughly. Zika, roughly in 2016. It's kind of interesting that most of these are on election years. You know, now we have coronavirus in 2020. And, I mean, you know, these things pop up. There is a rush to panic. I think that's perpetuated by the media. They want to make everything out to be the Black Plague, you know, to hurt my father. And I just think people have to be calm and be smart, and we'll get past this like we always do.
The voice of reason. God bless you, Eric Trump. Keep doing what you do best to Lara Trump. And please, if you have the opportunity, do remind your father that we have a request in to talk to him later this week on America First. We've been talking to Eric Trump. God bless you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, don't you dare touch that dial. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Sebastian, well, listen to him. He's with us.
Schadenfreude, it's a real thing. Should I be smiling that Alex Jones is arrested for DUI? I got his name wrong a lot, didn't I? Alex Smith. He's about that relevant. I guess because I didn't bite on his asinine challenge a week ago, he had to find another way to get a little bit famous. His mugshot is out there. Thank you guys for sending me that. He's been arrested in Travis County, driving while intoxicated after midnight. Oh dear, oh dear. Alex Jones, you're so funny. Wasn't that great? Eric Trump. He exactly said what Eric in our pre-show meeting said. When we're talking about, what should I talk about today? I guess it'll have to be coronavirus. What did Eric say? He said, well, it's just proven the president right on everything he said about China, about borders, and about globalism, which is exactly right. And then what happened? The president's son just reinforced it. Everything he's been saying, not since he was elected, but he's been saying for 20 years. Go back and watch the videos of citizen Donald Trump being interviewed by Oprah, talking about the threat China poses to us in terms of economics and national security. And then he becomes president. One of the proudest things in my tenure in the White House is when we managed to give him all the classified information necessary to build a new American policy, not to enable the biggest communist dictatorship in the world, which is exactly what had been happening since Nixon told Kissinger to open to China, but to stop their march to displace us, which is their plan. If you haven't read it, it's called One Belt, One Road. And I give you all the details in my second book, Why We Fight. Back to your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. But somebody's been waiting very patiently in Indiana. Margot, line three, are you there, Margot?
Hey, hi, how are you doing, Dr. Gorka?
Very well, hey. My friend.
That's good. Hey, I just got to say, if Joe Biden is a Democratic nominee, this will be an extremely painful campaign to watch. There's so many of us Americans, as myself, have voices.
It's hard to hear you, Margot. You're going to have to talk more closely into the microphone. So why is it going to be a hard race to watch, Margot?
Because so many of us have watched loved ones die with Alzheimer's and dementia. And I truly believe this man has one or the other. And every time I watch him, it just brings back all those memories.
Well, shouldn't somebody in his family be telling him stop?
That's another question. Who? Why would anyone subject someone that they love to this? Why would they do it?
Power and money.
Exactly right. But it has to be a terribly hateful person.
Well, look at the facts we know already. Look at his son, Hunter Biden, his brother, Frank. There's a newer corruption charge against his other brother. If you read Peter Schweizer's book, Profiles in Corruption, mm-hmm. this man and his family is corrupt to the core and have been since he first became a senator. So why would they stop now? Just because this man seems to be potentially senile, suffering from dementia? Mm-hmm. If you're used to the money and the power, it's very hard to say no to filthy lucre.
I guess Hazel describes the party.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think there's a combination of two things here. I think it's laziness. I think this is hardly the best candidate you could find. As Boris pointed out repeatedly on this show, nobody's going to be excited about voting for Joe Biden. Nobody's going to be excited. At least you can say something about the bolshy Bernie, that people get excited about him promising everything for free. But nobody's going to be excited about Joe Biden. He is a 44-year establishment, deep, deep swamp veteran. So it's a lazy choice. It's a de facto choice. And it needn't have happened. But at the end of the day, look, he's not completely without mental control. Which means what, Margot? He's decided to do this for himself. He's culpable as much as the people around him who are letting him do it. But it is sad. It is pathetic in the original meaning of the word pathetic. But at the end of the day, it's not about our compassion, not about us feeling sorry for the man. We have to think about what seat he's running for. He's running for the most powerful position, not in America, in the world, with control of our nuclear arsenal and our national security. And that's why he must be stopped and Donald Trump must be reelected in 237 days. Margot, I can feel the pain. I can feel the passion. Let's make sure that the 45th president is reelected. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls in a moment here on America First. But first things first, I need to ask you, have you been a good boy or girl today? Have you eaten well? Have you exercised? If you haven't had your kale smoothie in the morning, do what I do. Cheat a little. Take balance of nature. It's how I stay healthy. It is literally health in your hand. What Dr. Douglas Howard has created is remarkable. 6 little capsules I take before the show. 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables. That are 10 servings. 6 little capsules are 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And if you order today, you'll get 35% off and free shipping if you use my name. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. Super simple number. Write it down. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the super secret code GORKA. Back with your calls here on America First. 833-334-6752.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
The markets are slowly recovering. Things are looking up. It's been an incredible 3.5 years, and I'm so grateful to all of you who have been helping already, donating thousands of dollars to our Food for the Poor campaign, helping starving children in Guatemala. Listen to Food for the Poor's Paul Jacobs about what people say is the reason and the connection, the real motivation for why they're helping those hungry children.
Whenever we talk to radio listeners who give, they say, thank you for allowing me to answer what God has called me to do. It's always tied back into their relationship with God.
Just $80 donated through my website will provide food and clean drinking water for a Guatemalan child who needs help right now for a whole year. You can be a modern missionary in this time
of Lent in the Easter season. Go to our website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Feed Starving Families banner. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com, or call them directly on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. It's the right thing to do. It's what we were called to do by our Lord and Savior. Help those in need, especially the little children. He was meant to be with us earlier, but he had a flight to catch. Allegedly, it was very, very empty. But he's on the line right now, and he's very angry at me because I didn't tell him that I was having a little dinner party, little soiree at my house this weekend with Chris Plant and Larry O'Connor, my radio buddies. I didn't know you were buddies with those guys, Stephen Moore.
Well, I would have paid money to attend that dinner. That must have been a barrel of laughs. I'm really hurt that you didn't invite me. But
just a bottle of wine next time. Just a bottle of wine, and you shall be invited.
Count me in. You're my three favorite radio talk show hosts.
What a smooth guy.
I do all three of your shows from time to time. So
what a
that must have been fantastic.
It's always fun with those. Yes.
We are not, you're right. We had a blockbuster day. The Dow was up 1,000 points today. Woohoo! But we're not out of the, I just want to make clear, we're not out of the woods yet at all on this. But
14 months in national radio, and that's the first guest who said woohoo on my show. But with good reason. He's Stephen Moore of the Heritage Foundation, the author of Trumponomics. Follow him at Stephen Moore. We're not out of the woods yet, but is this a sign, Stephen, that calmer minds are prevailing?
Well, I sure hope so. I think that the reason the Dow was up, and I was watching it because it was actually, it went slightly negative at one point this morning. But then Trump made his announcement that he's going to go big here. He's going to do something decisive. He's going to be the commander in chief. He's going to take all steps necessary to contain this virus. He was talking about a major payroll tax cut, which I think I'm not normally in favor of that, but I think given the size of the crisis that we face with this virus, I think it's exactly the right step. And as soon as he announced that, Sebastian, he said, we're going to take every possible public health measure to contain this, and we're going to take big steps on the economy and the stock market to restore some semblance of sanity. The market just took off like a rocket. So this is good news. But look, the Dow is now at 25,000. Remember, I was on your show maybe 3 weeks ago. Remember when the Dow was knocking on the door of 30,000?
Yes,
so
yes. We've got a ways to go. And there's another piece of the puzzle, and we have a very loyal listener who went to ask you a question an hour ago, and he's called back. It's John in San Diego, and he has a question to ask about another actor involved in the national economy. John, are you there?
Yes, Sebastian, how you doing? And
good.
How are you doing, Steve?
Good. Ask your question.
Well, thank you.
Ask your question of Mr. Moore.
Okay, Steve, earlier this week, the Fed, or the Treasury bond rates, got cut down to about 0.25%.
Yes.
And they had been 2.75% a year ago. And that's when the GAO told everyone that Trump was going to have $1.2 trillion deficits, as far as the eye could see. Well, this 2.5% cut in interest over the last year, that adds up to $600 billion a year on $24 trillion of debt that we're not going to have to pay anymore.
So explain to us, Steve, the role of the Fed in all of this. Thank you, John.
So first of all, it's a great point this gentleman is making, so thank you for making it. You know, we're seeing these interest rates now. The 10-year Treasury bill went down to like 0.5%. 0.5%, can you believe that, Sebastian?
Yeah.
The 30-year went to below 1%.
Crazy.
And one of the benefits of these low rates, by the way, is the biggest borrower in the world is the United States government. So we're saving hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of interest expenditures because, you know, and by the way, Newt Gingrich and I have a piece that we're writing now saying, Let's start issuing 50-year bonds and lock in low interest rates forever.
When is that going to come out? Where are you publishing that with Newt?
Well, we just finished writing it, so we haven't. I think we'll either send it to Wall Street Journal or something like that. But
great.
This is a real opportunity. Now,
That being said, I believe that Donald Trump, again, has been exactly right about this. You and I know, Sebastian, he's been railing against the Fed now for, what, 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
That they're behind the curve. They are behind the curve here. We have a classic liquidity crisis. And what that means is there are not enough dollars flowing into the economy. That's why you've got the oil price falling. Right. That's why you've got gas prices falling. You've got, you know, corn, cotton, copper. All of these commodities are just falling like a stone. Because the Fed has been behind the curve, they have to put dollar liquidity into the economy. And that, on top of the Trump tax cut that he's talking about, I think will restore, you know, some semblance of normalcy. But the most important thing, obviously, is that we get this, you know, we get this virus contained. Trump is taking every step possible. We don't want to end up like Italy, folks. Have you seen what's happening in Italy?
Yes,
Sebastian.
I have. And the other thing is, as somebody who's lived in Italy, it's not going to work. You can't keep people at home in Italy. It's just not going to work. So, oh, my gosh, good luck to those people. He's Stephen Moore. Follow him right now at Stephen Moore and get his book. He's the advisor to candidate Trump and then President Trump on economic issues. And the book is titled perfectly, Trumponomics. Thank you for joining us, Steve. We need to have you back regularly to keep that steady hand at the tiller. And thank you, John, for that important question on the role of the Fed that is far too often ignored. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Back to your calls. Dave, Pam, don't go anywhere. The number is 833-334-6752. That's 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios with me, with my leg in a brace, still with my 11-inch scar on my knee after my surgery to reattach my quadriceps to my kneecap. But I'm fine. Why? Well, I haven't started physio. I'll get back to you after I start physio. But I'm good right now because I'm taking Relief Factor triple doses every morning with my breakfast tea and with my dinner. Why? Because it works. My doctor was shocked when I said, I'm not taking the painkillers anymore. I don't need that stuff. I'm taking a natural pain relief product that actually attacks the source of the pain. Doesn't mask the pain like regular synthetic painkillers do, but attacks the inflammation. That's why tens of thousands of people are taking Relief Factor right now. And you, if you're suffering, you should be the next person. Try the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. And I guarantee, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it for 3 weeks every morning and evening, as do I, you'll know by the end of those 3 weeks if it works for you like it works for me. What have you got to lose? As the president says, $19.95. Order it today. Go to relieffactor.com, see the incredible testimonials from Americans across the country who are getting their lives back. And then don't hesitate. You deserve the relief. Order it right now. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Back with your calls here on America First. After these messages.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Are you planning your vacations for later in the year when everything is settled down? Well, you should. And at the top of the list should be the trip of a lifetime to the Holy Land. Ah, Stand With Israel 2020 tour. I'll be going along with my good buddy, guest host Mike Lindell of My Pillow fame. Join us for an incredible journey through the sights and sounds of the most important place in the Judeo-Christian world. From the Sea of Galilee to the ancient city of Jerusalem to the modern city of Tel Aviv. Go to samgorka.com and click on the Stand With Israel 2020 tour. That's SEBGORKA.com, samgorka.com, and the Stand With Israel 2020 tour. A trip of a lifetime. Come join us. Let's go back to your course today. Dave's got a superb question in Philly. Line 2, Dave. I like your sense of humor. Ask your question.
Hey, Dr. Gorka, I was just wondering if I keep hearing about Hillary mentioned in running for vice president. Will her security be supplied by the Secret Service, or will it be the federal marshals?
Oh, you're such a naughty boy. We can hope, we can hope, we can hope. We shall see. She already has a Secret Service. Could you imagine, Dave, could you imagine being on Hillary Crooked Clinton's Secret Service detail right now?
That has got to be a punishment detail, right?
Oh, yes.
Ouch, yes. Ouch, ouch. We shall see. Remember, nothing has leaked from the Barr and the Durham investigation, so stand steady, my friend. For that alone, you get a signed book. You get to pick whichever one of my books you want dedicated to you. Dave, stay on the line. I love it, I love it, I love it. Kurt in Minneapolis, line one. Welcome, Kurt.
Hey, nice to talk to you, doctor. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, you've got 90 seconds to enlighten us or ask a question. Hit me.
Okay. The thing that I am so amazed about.
Nice radio voice this guy's got. That's a great Kurt.
Hey, thank you, doctor.
Carry on.
The thing that amazes me most and that I'm going to be so entertained by is this candidacy of Joe Biden. I mean, he is, he becomes visibly confused. It's almost, it's still funny, but in a way it's kind of sad. The biggest thing about his gaffe today while he's talking to the auto workers, and this is right after he tells the guy to shut up.
Yes.
Is he turns to his female aide. Nobody is talking about this. And it's just as loud as he is when he tells the guy to shut up. He turns to this female aide and points his finger at her and says, shush. No, you just shush.
Wow. Yes, he does. After he calls this guy who he wants to work, vote for him, a horse's ass, he tells the woman to shut. What a sexist pig he is.
It is you. It is so poignant. You got to wonder about his handlers, and I just wonder. Does he have Secret Service protection? They're still jumping
yes.
up on the stage after this guy, and then two, his handlers. The last place he should be is in 300 people
Kurt,
auto workers.
Kurt,
like that. He can't contain
Kurt,
himself.
Kurt,
he can't contain himself.
I love the call. You get a signed book as well. Just be grateful that you don't work for Joe Biden. Back with you, me, and Congressman Paul Gosar. In a moment.